بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد.
In a few minutes I'm going to discuss one of the most important issues and topics that we have in Islam, in particular in the school of Ahlul Bayt, and that is the leadership, the imama, and the reappearance of our last imam, al-imam al-mahdi al-muntazar, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. And I have 3 points here. Point number one is that some people say it's so hard for me to believe that there is a human being who was born in year 255 Hijri on the 15th of Shaban, and he still lives until this year, which is 1436, thank you, which is 1436 Hijri. This is almost 300 years, almost 1300 years. So some people say, it's really difficult for me to understand. Can he survive? Now people live up to the 80s, 90s, maximum they reach, let's say 100, you know. So how do you convince me that a human being is able to survive almost 1300 years? It's difficult for me to understand. This is a legitimate question. So if someone asks such question, we should not immediately rebuke them and say, you are a non-believer. No, this is a question, especially among the youth. But how do we address this question? How do we give a rational, not emotional answer? A rational answer, aqli. I have 2 points here. One is this book, the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of this book that the true believers are those who believe in the unseen, things that they don't see, and things that sometimes that does not even make sense, but they still believe in them. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, there is no doubt, no confusion in this book. هُدًى, a source of guidance, لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, to the righteous. And then immediately he tells me what is the meaning of righteousness. He says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Before they establish prayers, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, before that they believe in the unseen, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. This is the most important, the most fundamental of our religion is to believe in the unseen. And I tell you, my friends, 99% of our religion is unseen. I'll tell you how. Monotheism, Tawheed, is the core of religion, the heart of religion, the essence of religion. Tawheed. Where is God? Show me, where is God? If an atheist comes to you now and he says, you've been worshipping for 50 years, 60 years, you always say, oh Allah, oh God, show me, where is he? Show me. Can you show him God? Where is God? How do you prove that God exists? How? eyes? Through your hearts? Is God touchable? Does God have a picture or portrait? Now you go to a church, they show you God. They show you the Lord, Lord Jesus. He has a picture. He has a statue. Where is God in Islam? How can you prove to others there is God? This is part of faith. God, we don't see Him, but we feel Him. We feel Him. Do you see the oxygen? Tell me. Can you show me the oxygen? But oxygen is everywhere and you need it, and you can't survive even for 30 seconds without oxygen. You can't survive without it. Show me where is the oxygen. And you don't see it, but you feel it when you breathe it. So we feel God. Where is the Prophet Muhammad? Who says that there was a man called Muhammad and he brought a book from God? How do you prove that this book from God? We prove it through reason, through aql. Not through eyes, yes, through eyes. I didn't see him with my eyes. And there is no authentic picture of him anywhere. Although some people claim that this picture of him in the Vatican, you know. But there is no authentic or reliable source that says there is a picture of him. But we know through aql, through reason, not through eyes, not through physical eyes. Like the man who came to Imam Ali and he said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, hal ra'ayta rabbak? Did you ever see your Lord? He says, Wa kayfa a'budu rabban lam ara? How do you expect me to worship a Lord that I don't see? However, I don't see him with this physical eyes. I see him with my heart, with my inner vision, not outer vision. Inner vision. We hear about angels. Where are the angels? Do you see angels? Other than your wife, of course. Alhamdulillah. She's the best angel. But other than that, we don't see angels. But they do exist. We've been told Laylatul Qadr. It could be, this is also, the 27th is also considered Laylatul Qadr, one of the nights of Qadr. There is a heavy traffic. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّهُمْ. Up and down, going up and down between earth and heaven. Has anyone saw the angels going up and down? We don't see them. We don't see them, but we know. We know because the Quran does not tell you lies. Through your reason. Through your reason. We've been promised paradise. Has anyone saw a picture of paradise? Allah says a paradise which is much bigger than your universe. Much bigger. We've been threatened also or warned against hellfire. Where is hellfire? Some people deny, but through reason we know. We know there is hisab. We know there is accountability. We know there is punishment. People like you who live in a country where there is law, where there is court, where there is justice, you know that Allah is the leader of justice, the creator of justice. Definitely He has a hellfire and He has paradise. He's not going to let us just run away and go. When we die, we vanish. It's not right. There is hisab. There is accountability. So most of these aqaid, ideologies, we know them through aql and reason. We trust God. And we know God does not cheat, does not lie to us. And God wants us to follow those who do not cheat and do not lie. Therefore, Imam al-Mahdi, maybe we don't see him with physical eyes, but he is here. Because God does not leave the earth without leadership. No single day he left the earth without guardian. Allah says when you travel, take a trip anywhere. You are two people, three people. One of you has to be the guardian, the leader. One of you has to be the leader. In case you disagree which direction, that person has to tell you, let's go to this direction. You expect him to leave the earth with no leadership? With no leadership, with no imam, with no hujjah, with no representative? He would not do that. When the population of earth were only four members, four people, in this vast earth, there was a family of only four. Adam, Eve, Habib, Abel, and Qabil, Cain. Only four. Allah said, Adam, you have to be the prophet, my representative. So Allah chose one of them to be the leader, the Imam, the Prophet. Now the earth that has more than 7 billion people does not have an Imam. Our Imam is who? Who's the Imam? The king and the sultans who are killing and slaughtering innocent people. So definitely there is an Imam, an ambassador, an emissary by God who has been sent to us. We don't see him with these physical eyes, but we know there is. So the argument is how he survives 1300 years. We tell them, do you believe in this book or you don't? If you believe in this book, then this book says there are many people who served and they surpassed and outlived Al-Imam al-Mahdi. One of them is Jesus, alayhi salam. Jesus, the Holy Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They never crucified him, they never killed him. We lifted him up, he's there. How long has he been there? How long? Huh? 2,000 years. So 2,000 years outlives 1,300 years. Another prophet, his story is mentioned in this book. What chapter? Nuh eventually died after 1,700 years. By the way, he lived 1,700 years, Nuh. Nuh lived 1,700 years, 1,700 years. He preached 950 years. He preached, he worked. 900, فَلَبِثَ فِي قَوْمِهِ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. But his service, his work, his career lasted, his life lasted 1,700 years. Another prophet in chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf, prophet, عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah does not mention his name. Allah mentions his title. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. True servant of us. He works for me. He's a slave of me. He's a servant of me. Khidr. Khidr still lives here. And Khidr, you know from what time? From not only from time, the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From even before Musa alayhi salam. More than 4,000 years. Khidr, he's here on earth. He lives on earth. Allah wanted him to live up to the end of the time and then he will die, of course. No one will survive death. All those are going to die, including Jesus. Jesus will die. Imam al-Mahdi will die. They are going to die. So if you believe in this book, and that this book tells you the truth, then if God allows some to live, then it's not difficult for him to allow the Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam also to live. For a reason, for a wisdom. Because he is Hujjatullah. He is the successor. He is Akhirul Awsiya, Khatamul Awsiya. Prophet Muhammad is Khatamul Anbiya, the seal of the messengers. Imamul Mahdi is Khatamul Awsiya, the seal of the successors to the prophets. And Allah will protect him. Allah will protect him. And even today, scientists, they tell us there are ways, there are proven, that there are practical ways of prolonging human's age. And they are working on it. They are working on it. On humans who are ordinary people, not the prophets or messengers. They can live for a long period of time. So this is one thing. We believe that he lives because of a miracle. Not an ordinary thing. This is extraordinary. And in this book there are plenty of extraordinary things. Let me ask you today, if someone comes to you and he says, I was at Newport Beach earlier today, and I saw the ocean, I was looking at the ocean, and all of a sudden I saw the water stopped, and there was a wall, huge wall of water. What will you say about him? You call 911, tell them that we have someone who's sick, take him to the hospital. But this is in the Quran. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. When Musa alayhi salam hits with his cane, he hits the Red Sea, it becomes each side of it, not in some of the movies of Hollywood. The movies are not correct, by the way. I watched some of them. They show you that the water recedes, starts receding. No, no, no. He hits it, and immediately he cuts through them, And then he creates a wall. Allah says, كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ. Taud in Arabic is what? Mountain. Huge mountain. The water stops, stands like a huge mountain on both sides. And he cuts it through them. He creates a path in the middle of these two mountains of water. In the middle of the sea. We believe in this book. This is a miracle. God created oceans and seas and water and earth and soil and everything in this universe. He can change the formula. God, who created certain formulas and he's organizing the universe, he says, sometimes I can switch the formula. I can deactivate this formula. I can change it. He can do that. He's the creator. He's the creator. He's the designer. Or if they tell you that today we were in a cemetery and all of a sudden we saw a man, boom, jumping out of his grave. You know, some people, they are afraid of going to cemeteries, especially during the night. Because they think that all of a sudden, you know, maybe his great-grandfather will jump and, you know, catch him and tell him, where you've been all this time? They don't go to cemeteries. Isa did this, and it is in the Quran, Jesus Isa. وَأُضْرِعُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. I cured those who had leprosy and those who were blind and those who were deaf. And وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. With the power, with the energy, with the leave, with the permission of God, I resurrect the dead. He stands on the grave and he says, يَا هَذَا قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Isa, he stands on a grave and he says, with God's permission, stand. All of a sudden, a person who's dead for so many years, sometimes hundreds of years, he would stand. A living person indeed. People would watch him. This is the Quran. So it happens. It's not difficult for God. These things are not difficult. And these things are part of our religion. We believe in them. So this is one point, my friends. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable the imam to live, and then he will, and he also, Allah resurrected people after a long period of death. One of them also, story of that group is mentioned in the Quran. Where is it? Huh? Ahsan, the companions of the cave, in chapter 18. They died for 300. And Allah says the 300 according to the you know, Roman calendar, Gregorian calendar, and according to the Islamic calendar, 309. They died, and Allah resurrected them. Another story of a prophet from Bani Israel, he died for 100 years. Allah resurrected him again, mentioned in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي الله هذه الأرض بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه. 100 years this prophet died. One century. And then Allah resurrected him. It happens. If Allah wants, it happens. It's all up to him, to his decision, to his wisdom, to his expediency. So this is number one regarding Imam al-Mahdi. Number two issue, many people say, they tell us that there are many signs of his reappearance and these signs are confusing. Some people say something would happen in Syria, others they would say it happens in Yemen, it happens in Egypt, in Mecca, Fulan king dies, his name is Abdullah, he perishes. Fulan, whatever he comes, this army comes, black rayat, black banners. These are ahadith, narrations. Some of them are authentic, some of them are fabrication. We don't say all ayat are correct, all ahadith are correct. Ayat are correct, but not all ahadith. Some of these ahadiths are fabrication. Now there are some people who claim they are al-Mahdi. In Sudan, in Saudi Arabia the other day, one of the Wahhabis, he said, he got beaten by his wife at home. He came to the mosque, he said, Ayyuhan Nas, I'm al-Mahdi. They caught him, you know. So every now and then, something happens to someone and he comes to his master, his community, and he declares himself to be al-Mahdi or Mahdawiyya. Many, many people so far, they claim to be al-Mahdi, many of them. But that's not true. That's not true. Al-Mahdi has a specific science. Sunnis narrate in their books, At-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud al-Sajistani, Muslim, Ibn al-Hajjaj al-Qushayri, Sahih Muslim, Al-Bukhari, and others, they say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Mahdiyu min Wuldi, he is my descendant, wa min Wuldi Fatima, and in particular from the children, the descendants of my daughter Fatima al-Zahra alayhi sallam. Ismuhu ismi, his first name is my first name. The name of Al-Mahdi is a title, by the way. The first name is Muhammad. Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraj. And the Prophet said so many narrations, authentic narrations, authentic and accepted by both schools. The issue of Al-Mahdi, don't think that the Sunnis, they don't believe in Al-Mahdi. They do believe. It's again one of the fundamental of the religion. Even Wahhabis, if you ask the Wahhabis today, the Salafis, they cannot deny the reappearance of Al-Mahdi. However, the disagreement between the Shias and the Sunnis is that the Sunnis, they believe that he is not born yet. He will born. The Shias, according to the Ahadith of the Prophet, they believe that he was born in 255. On 15th of Sha'ban, and Allah is protecting him until the time that he gives him permission to come. What is that time? We really don't know. But Allah says, I give you some signs. Some of these signs are mentioned in the Quran. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. We will test you severely with some of fear, khawf, والجوع starvation من الخوف والجوع ونقص في الأموال والأنفس والثمرات and decrease in wealth في الأموال in souls meaning wholesale death and الثمرات fruits or food وبشر الصابرين and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those who remain steadfast, they will see the good result. The Prophet ﷺ says that if there is only one day left of this life, only one day before the day of judgment, لَطَوَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ God is going to prolong that day. حَتَّى يَظْهَرُ الْمَهْدِيُّ مِنْ وُلْدِي وَيَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا بَعْدَ أَن تُمْلَأَ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا Allah would not allow that day to expire until my grandson al-Mahdi will reappear and he will bring justice. يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا Peace and justice. After it is overwhelmed with injustice and corruption and confusion. The earth is not overwhelmed yet, we do have lots of injustice now, lots of corruption now, especially in Muslim countries. We have lots of oppression, zulm, tyranny, dictatorship, killing of innocent women, children, refugees. We do have. But Allah says, the earth will be filled with these things. Some of the signs says, there will be mass killing. Mass murder, mass death, sickness, diseases, poverty, then the Imam will emerge. And Allah says, I look at you and your willingness to receive him or not. If you want him to reappear, fix yourself. Fix your family. Fix your house. We are waiting for someone important. Definitely we have to prepare ourselves. If my akhlaq is not good akhlaq, my manners are not good, I'm only Muslim by name, but not by character, not by conduct, the Imam will not come. Imam wants to see soldiers who are ready to be on his side. So this is the second point, that definitely there will be signs, and some of these signs are mentioned in the Quran, some of them are not in the Quran. What I am really concerned about are the signs that are in the Quran, where Allah says there will be mass decrease in souls, in wealth, in food, a lot of injustice and tyranny. He will come. The third point where I conclude, my friends, and I want you to listen to this point carefully. Some people nowadays, they claim that they have the franchise of Imam Mahdi. What do I mean? That they represent him and not others. If you go to them, he tells you, I'm his representative. I'm his spokesperson. Listen, I have contacts with him. Daily contact. They claim that they have daily WhatsApp, you know, with Imam Mahdi, daily emails, you know, Tango. They use all this. Those are liars. Imam Mahdi has no franchise. No one is representing him. His exclusive representative he doesn't have. Yes, he has general representation, ulama. The fuqaha who are pious. The fuqaha who put the akhirah before the dunya. Fuqaha who give themselves and their life for the sake of God. The ulama, the scholars. But he does not have a special agent, a special representative. Many liars now in Iraq and other places and other areas who claim to be his representative. They meet with him. They have a private session. They are all Dajjalin and liars. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. And if someone tells you, I saw the Imam, immediately tell him you are a liar. With all due respect, I respect you, but I know you are a liar. Because the Prophet says, if someone claims that he sees the Imam and communicates with him, immediately, فَلَا تُصَدِّقُهُ, he's a liar. Don't believe in what he says. Some people say, we work for him, my life is for him. It's a business, bazaar, you know, some people, they establish a business in the name of the Imam, to rob people, to cheat. Some people, they turn that into business. They turn Imam al-Mahdi and his holy mission into a business for their private, you know, needs and private goals. Imam does not have represent. You can connect with him anytime. You don't need a third person. You can connect with him. You can renew your allegiance with him. What does he want from you? He wants from you to be pious. He wants from you to be responsible. A responsible being. Imam al-Mahdi wants us to be true soldiers of God. Imam al-Mahdi works for God, not for himself. He's the Imam who receives orders only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he wants us to change our life. He wants us to serve our families. He wants us to serve our communities. He wants us to sacrifice. He wants us to sacrifice. He says, if you want me to come, if you want Allah to give me permission, then prepare the grounds. Prepare the grounds. I need to see some loyal soldiers with me. Allah did not allow Prophet Muhammad, who is greater than Al-Imam al-Mahdi, much greater than him. The greatest man in this universe is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Prophet Muhammad could not work, could not produce, could not function without loyal family members and friends. They were with him. This is why he, in Mecca 13 years, 5 people believed in him. 5, 7, 10, no. 13 years in Mecca. But there was a ground for him in Mecca and in Medina. They received him. People promised him and they stood for their words. They stood with him. They supported him. In Mecca, Islam did not progress. In Medina, Islam was moving very fast, left and right. Because there were ashab, there were true helpers, ansar, there were true believers, badriyun, uhudiyun, those who gave their blood. Even in Badr and Uhud, some people run away. In Uhud, the Quran says, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, many of them, they run away. But a few, they stood their ground. They gave their life. Among them, a lady. Seven people stayed with the Prophet in Uhud. Among them is Nasibatul Ka'biyya, Umm Amara, who lost 3 children on that day. But she did not collapse. It's not easy to lose your son, your young son. 3 children she lost. But she stood defending the Prophet. She did not want the Prophet to be hurt. She was fighting, carrying the sword. She's a loyal companion of the Prophet. She's a great Sahabiya. We admire them. We are inspired by their work. So if we have those people who see their children being killed, but they say, I stand for the truth, I don't run away, then Imam al-Mahdi will reappear, inshallah. So we have to make a vow with Allah. Oh Allah, make me the true soldier of your servant, al-Imam al-Mahdi. Make me his lieutenant, true servant. So he can count on me to serve him, to serve your religion, to serve your cause, to serve the oppressed, to serve the mustad'afin in this world. Always remember the imam in your dua. Always. Even if you don't have time, greet him before the salat, after the salat, stand before the qibla and say to him, As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Mawla ya Hujjat Allah fi khalq. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. There is a friend of us who has a tumor and he has a surgery tomorrow. Please, let's remember him. And another sister, a friend of us here at the masjid who had another surgery, something like that. So please, let's remember those people these nights, and this could be also night of Qadr. Remember them with your dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha ad'ah wa yakshifu as-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله قلنا على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.